An actor, playwright, and proud jokester, Emily Goodson has made her mark in Bloomington Theater. She's written the new musical comedy Calling All Kates, now in pre-production at the Bloomington Playwrights Project. She and her husband, Cardinal Stage Company's managing director Gabe Glowden, have chased the theater life around the country and now call our town home again. Goodson once played an electric mixer making smoothies in her mouth on stage. She talks about it all as she joins host Michael Glab on this week's edition of Big Talk.
Hi, this is Big Talk. Michael Glab here. My guest this week, the playwright, the actor, the funny person, Emily Goodson. Emily, thanks.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Are you nervous?
I am nervous.
Why?
I am like my mother, so whenever I get nervous, I talk too much, and I have a lot of secrets, so I'm worried that they're going to come out.
You have written the play.
Yes.
That's coming up next at the Bloomington Playwrights Project, Calling All Kates.
Yes, I did.
It's a musical.
It is a musical.
And it's funny.
It should be. Fingers crossed it's funny. I think it's funny.
Most of what you've done has been funny.
I tolerate drama better when it's delivered through a comedic lens.
Who is Kate, or who are Kates?
Kate, there are many Kates. Calling All Kates is the story actually about a man named Mark, who you may have heard the actual story that it's loosely based on, about a guy who was supposed to get married, and he had purchased tickets around the world for his honeymoon with his fiance, and only weeks before the wedding, she dumped him. And because he wasn't able to get a refund on his plane tickets, he put an ad out on Reddit looking for a woman with the exact same name and a U.S. passport to go and take over these plane tickets for him and go essentially on this trip around the world with him. So it's loosely based on that. So we took the similar story that it's a guy named Mark who was engaged, was dumped, and in order to not lose all of his money, he put out an ad for a number of Kates. So Calling All Kates, that's the title. And the play opens with the introduction of the Kate that he chose.
Now, how long have you been doing this playwriting business?
I've always loved to write. I wrote mostly fiction, though, throughout college. The Bloomington Playwrights Project has always been a place very near and dear to my heart. And, I was there through, I remember, Richard Ford, Richard Perez. And then when Chad came on, I took on a little bit more of a, I went from acting to, he had me write a few things with The Blizzard.
That would be Chad Rabinovitz, who is the artistic director.
Exactly. Yeah. And the former managing director was Gabe Glowden, I ended up marrying.
I'm going to give you a quote from your very mouth.
Oh, no.
According to an interview in something called The Fourth Wall.
Oh, they may have had to edit that for cuss words. Let's hear the quote and we'll see what goes.
I'm not a good writer. I'm a total fraud. What I'm good at is telling jokes.
I always wrote for fun. The reason I started really writing was I was auditioning for things and I was tired of being a girlfriend or an ingenue or those things in auditions, and I wanted to do something fun. So I started writing my own monologues, and then I started writing plays here and there. And then I did a play with Monroe County Civic Theater back during the Director's Forum. I think this was 2002 I wrote a play, and they were wonderful. They let me do that.
Yeah.
And then Chad was the one who really gave me my first shot. I had written a play called Lady Bits.
Lady Bits.
And it was three female characters that I wanted to play. And it was just a funny story about a girl who was going through a divorce because she and her husband weren't connecting sexually, and she had never really had a good sexual experience. So she hires a prostitute, doesn't specify male, so they send a female, and that female prostitute who she hires happens to have a stalker. And the stalker shows up as well, so it's three women in a hotel room and a big conversation about sex.
This is not a porn video.
No, this is a slapstick comedy. So I wrote that, and then Chad, we took that to the Indie Fringe Festival in 2012, actually. And then I was offered the opportunity to work with Jeremy Schoenfeld on a new musical, which was Spun, which opened then in 2013 or 14 at the BPP. Spun is the first musical I ever wrote.
There was this tiny playlet you have done.
Do you mean the Blizzard plays?
They're like a minute or 90 seconds.
Oh, that's my forte. That's what I love. The 1 minute plays. You have to have 1 minute play, 1 to 2 minute plays.
Yeah.
And it has to have a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Right.
And that's where I sort of found my feet as a writer. But that's where I always joke that I'm not a writer. I just look for a way to get my jokes out.
Uh-huh.
My favorite was the one we did. We did Bird Rap, which was a rap about birds. And then Time Machines Can Be Funny Sometimes, about a guy who acquired a time machine, and instead of using it to do anything magnanimous, he used it to go forward in time to tell jokes that people would say, oh, that's too soon. So he would go 10 years in the future and try to tell his joke again.
Who do you like comedian-wise?
I will always be a Tina Fey, Amy Poehler. I like Amy Schumer, but Tina Fey sort of holds my heart. But, and partially because she started out as a writer.
Yeah.
And took sort of the opposite way that I took. I'm a big fan of her. There's another blogger out of Chicago who I think is really interesting, and she writes a lot of comedy. Samantha Irby, who I think is really funny.
Uh-huh.
And these are all females. There are men, too. I'm a big Louis C.K. fan, always.
So you like to laugh.
Oh, I love to laugh.
Does Gabe Glodin like to laugh?
Oh, no, he's very dark. No, he loves to
He's
laugh.
Very dark. Huh?
But one of the things I always I always say, the three reasons that I married him is that he's funny and smart. That's two reasons, but in one.
Yeah.
And he can cook.
Wow.
And I always say he has a hot bod because I just love him.
But... You know, you're lucky you married him, because I'd go for him.
Oh, I know.
Given those assets.
Whew, we figured out very quickly that we lived well together, because I like to clean and he likes to cook. And so he feeds me and I clean up after him. And
oh,
it's a very
God.
Good match. We
That's
moved in
bizarre.
Together very quickly when we weren't quite very new. We were very new in our relationship. I think we had only been dating maybe a month or two before we moved in together. And
wow.
Yeah, we
love
were,
at first sight,
it was,
as it were.
We'd known each other for several years,
oh.
but we didn't get along very well. And then,
you didn't?
No, we weren't quite...
was blood drawn at all in any way?
Or? No, but we were not... People didn't really want us to work together because we argued a lot and we didn't really like each other very much. And then... after,
well, no wonder you got married.
Yeah, we ended up, who would have thought? So we went on a few dates. I think it was summer of 2010, something around that. And then we moved in together because I needed a roommate. And we just thought, well, let's make it or break it. Let's see if this works. So we decided to do it, and it happened to work.
Do you have any training in improv?
I don't. I get really nervous unless I'm prepared.
Uh-huh.
So I like to be prepared, and
Well, that'll knock that right out.
Oh,
of you.
Yeah. And yeah. those improv people are artists. To be able to have that sort of confidence and just get it out, that and I think that there's something about timing to get something out. I'm not capable of doing it.
Changes your whole life.
Changes your whole life. Well, it's a social tool, too, because then, once you learn to improv, you can learn how to go, deliver a speech or have a conversation with someone you don't know. I'd probably be much more equipped for this interview.
Emily Goodson, playwright, actor, funny person, author of Calling All Kates. That will be at the Bloomington Playwrights Project, March 31st to April 15th. Emily, thanks for being on Big Talk.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You can hear that episode and all episodes of Big Talk with Michael Glob at WFHB.org.